Well, that's a 48-minute game you're trying to make me synthesize it in a few words, huh?
Well, I frankly, I don't know what to ask you. It just kind of came on in an avalanche.
I'll tell you, we had a good first quarter going on out there, and played the game we wanted to play. They scored the last two, three times they had the ball and took the lead at the end of the quarter. Got a little momentum there. And the second quarter got away from us. They had a 31-point quarter. We had how many foul shots? We gave up 15. You can't do that to this team. This is a jump shooting team. This is a team that averages 20 foul shots in a night, not 20 and a half. So, they got a little momentum, got a little lead, and got some things going for them in the first half. The third quarter, the starters just didn't stay focused to what they had to do.
You went to your bench very early, and you talked before the game about how you were going to need to do that. You're playing a stretch of games here. They got a lot out of their bench. Were you comfortable with what you got out of yours to compete with that?
I wasn't comfortable out of my starters or my bench. I didn't like either group. Guys didn't play right. We had the inside game going for us. We just didn't attack. Powell had four turnovers off the post. Little stuff that he usually is pretty clean on that. Didn't make the shots that were bunnies that were underneath there. We really had a struggle on it.
They beat this team twice already, pretty handily. Has the score won for small ball tonight, so to speak?
I don't know if I'd even term it small ball. They're just, it's a screen roll game that they're playing, and a different game entirely that they played on our court. They read the court right. They made the better passes. They didn't shoot the three that well in the course of the game until Dudley, hit some. But, was not a, their starters, Hill and Richardson, we did a decent job on them. So, there's some things that were unique about the game, and you have to give it to their benches picking them up.
This is two bad games in a stretch of three when you throw Cleveland in there. Concerned at all about the trend in what's happening here?
No.
To look at the 25 victories and the best record in the league?
Well, it's just a long season. You got a long season. We shot the ball poorly tonight. But it'll happen.
Did you like Drew's first half? He showed a little bit of energy.
I liked his first quarter. He played well. He got six rebounds the first quarter. He was aggressive.
So what happened defensively with the rotations out
there tonight? They got all the things they do, the little stuff they do, the way they wanted to get it done. With Nash and Stoudemire, and then chipped in with some three-point shots. And what we worked on prior to that was some things that we couldn't accomplish out there on the floor. We got confused. We had guys that didn't hold the ball where it was supposed to be positioned. They didn't get a defense in which they talked, and they aggregately kind of collectively stopped the basketball. And so we're between not stopping the ball and then giving up the three there in that third quarter and the start of the fourth. It was very irritating night.
Does tonight show how much Ron raised the table defensively?
Well, I don't think Ron would have anything to do with this ball game, except it would have helped our bench. With Lamar coming off our bench, could have helped us, in a different way than the game played out.
Jim, that's what
from the outside looking in, it's obviously hard to explain that there are 220-point victories for you guys in L.A. and then this result here. I guess, is that just one of those things in an NBA season, or is it pretty uncommon, do you think?
No, I don't think this is, very unusual at all for a game like this to go in this direction. This time of the year and the way things are going out. We'll get our feedback underneath this. We'll be all right.